I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. Bangladesh is dealing with Islamic terrorists claiming the ISIS banner. Pastors and church leaders are seeing an upsurge in violence and threats as well. Asian Access's Noel Bacchetti shared some of the ominous texts being reported.
Make sure to eat your favorite foods over the next few days because we're going to kill you in 5 days. Or plan your funeral, you're going to be dead in 3 days.
As unsettling as it is, threats won't stop the followers of Christ from sharing their Jesus stories. Why?
This is in the context of there is a lot of genuine interest right now in the gospel.
Risk? Definitely. Three family members of a support staffer were injured in a house shooting this month. When they ask for prayer, it means something entirely different.
They can feel somewhat isolated. So when they know that believers all over the world are trying to stay aware, are praying, that means a lot. It really does.
And one person can do a lot when they're open to God's plans. Amy Ritchie with Reach Global shares Claudine's story in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. She wanted to help the poor women in her community, so she opened the Tabitha Center. There, women learn how to do jobs that will support their families. Now there are 46 Tabitha Centers. And best of all, these women are also hearing about God's love for them through Bible studies.
This is a way that Claudine intervened in the lives of people in her community because she prayed and asked God how he wanted her to respond and what he wanted her to do. We can all do that.
Claudine's story can be anyone's story. All we have to do is ask God to show us what we can do. Learn more about the Tabitha Centers or EFCA Reach Global when you visit our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events and more at missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.